producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
After the hour, another hour of good day health upon you. Every weekend, Dr. Ken is here live 52 weeks a year at your service, ready to take your calls. Ask away your questions at 888-553-7536 or send in an email. Last week, we had a lot of conversation about Charlie Sheen, Ken.
Yes.
And his HIV screening, what happened. I read something during the week that I couldn't help but chuckle about. He is looking emaciated. When I look at you, I think, all right, time to put some more weight on. And when I look at him...
You haven't seen my lower abs.
No, I haven't looked for your abs. No, I haven't seen your abs. I haven't seen Charlie Sheen's abs either, but I think they're not in great shape. He's not eating anything. His friends say he hasn't eaten for a long time. What he does in order to put sustenance in his body, this guy sounds like he's got a death wish. He mixes Ensure. Very depressed. He mixes Ensure, that baby sort of formula. Isn't that what that is? Ensure is a baby?
Well, it's given to elderly people to just improve their protein intake.
Yeah. All right, so he mixes that with booze, and that's what he lives on.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? So I guess as a result of that, the question came up about STD and HIV screening.
But his gaunt look, you know, his weight loss may be just the progression of his HIV also.
Yeah, that could be. So somebody wanted to know about testing, the overview of STD testing recommendations for children and adults. I wonder why I've never been tested. Well, no, that's not true. I have been tested for HIV. Have you ever been tested for HIV?
Yes.
And so what is the recommendation in terms of getting it done? Once you know in your blood, matter of fact, I think you're the one who, well, you read the, we had the test for HIV and you read it and it came back. I think that, you know, once in a while, or maybe just once in your life, at certain points, you need to be checked out because there are any number of ways of getting it. Especially older women have risk factors, apparently. If you've been sexually active in the past 25 years, you're supposed to have a test, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Well, if you've had... you have to be in one of the high-risk groups.
Well, how do you know if you are?
Well,
if you're
injecting IV drugs, mm-hmm. If you're a gay man with multiple sex partners, mm-hmm. If you've traveled to a country with a high prevalence of people engaging in risky behavior, if you have partners from any of the above, if your partner has HIV, if you're a pregnant woman, you're getting checked, and people who have received blood transfusions or blood products prior to 1985 from overseas would be getting tested.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why there aren't. I saw something, a report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the annual surveillance report on sexually transmitted diseases. There are a lot of people who are living in a dream world, sort of. They are in denial. And I wonder, we seem to be focused on...
Can I just comment a little bit further?
Yeah.
You know, before we go on, you know, people who should be checked. You know, sometimes when you have HIV, your immune system is really not functioning.
Yeah,
it's just, and you will appear to have infections that most people don't get because the immune system takes care of them. We call these opportunistic infections. And if you have one of these infections, you need to be checked for HIV. There are some malignancies that are associated with HIV. HIV, because again, the immune system will get rid of some of these malignancies, cancers, and when your immune system's not working, you'll start seeing them. These are the ones that also should be checked for HIV. And these are the common reasons why people will get checked.
More often than not, straight men are not told to get STD tests. Why aren't straight men told to get these tests?
Well, again, you have to be... It depends whether you're in one of the risk areas of this. If you're having multiple sexual partners, then you as a heterosexual guy, you are at risk of having this. And it is, you know, it's a misnomer that it just occurs in gay men.
Yeah.
But it is transmitted heterosexually as well as homosexually, but not exclusively homosexually. And, you know, unfortunately, I've seen as a physician women and heterosexual guys who are promiscuous who have come down with HIV.
Mm-hmm. All right, some information brought about by our conversation.
Just practice safe sex. That's the
Charlie
key.
Charlie, use your head. 888-553-7536. We were talking about what it is that we ought to be thankful for regarding our bodies. There's probably a long laundry list, whether you've thought about it in as many ways. We were talking about that.
Oh, there are so many parts of the body. Obviously, your
heart,
eyes.
Though, because you're a cardiologist.
Yes.
The way your heart works. Isn't it amazing? Heart and lungs don't need any...
A couple billion times a year, a lifetime.
2.5 billion times during the average lifetime.
But think about it. Our hearing, our eyesight, our taste, our sexual abilities, our emotions, our passions, our brain. I mean, there's so many different parts of our body.
Well, the brain, as it relates to the pituitary glands, adrenals, that is...
Our intellect.
Yeah, right. When your body has stress, what your body does to overcome it. Or when there are... I had on the farm this week, I cut my hand, and I don't know what I cut it. You know, I don't know. I don't remember what I thought. It was just a piece of metal, but it became infected, got red and sort of hard around it. And I put a little cream on it, but in 2 or 3 days, it's gone down. Our body has an amazing, amazing way of dealing with interlopers, things that get into your body. The white blood cells want to push it all out. And if you have, again, a strong immune system, you can be thankful for that because that's what goes to work, isn't it? But it's automatic. Just it thinks what to do.
Absolutely.
How to heal. Oh, it's amazing. Enormous. The enormity of value that oftentimes we don't think about, but maybe the extraordinary ability that you have to adapt.
You know another good reason why you have such a strong immune system?
Why?
Because you have a very positive attitude, and positive emotions really boost up the immune system.
Mind-body connection. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there is a study this week about loneliness and how it causes illness because of what you just said. If you don't have a good outlook on things, your immune system is going to be weakened and you're going to go into the tank, right?
Absolutely. This is from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. This is the other side of it. You want to boost up your immune system. Just smile, have good positive thoughts. There's no doubt, along with sleeping and eating healthy and exercising, that's how you boost up your immune system. But the way you harm your immune system, and this comes out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug, earlier this year it was revealed that loneliness and social isolation experienced at any age can increase the risk of early mortality. Well, we may now understand why this occurs. Loneliness, it can alter immune system cells in a way that increases susceptibility to illness. People who are lonely have greater inflammation and a weaker immune response than those who are not lonely. And you'll hear Doug talk all about it, how all these different illnesses, and he's right, or the common denominator is excess inflammation.
Yep, and so that's why you need to do whatever you can to boost your immune system and keep it healthy, and that comes from eating really good food.
And smiling.
It's worth the effort and the cost to buy good food. And yeah, having a smile on your face is nothing better. You know, what I figure is that it goes both ways. When you are in love with somebody and you see them and they smile at you, or your children, or somebody that you really care about, or in some circumstance. I was in with a group the other day, and there were some children that were around, and they were smiling and playing and having a good time. And there's nothing.
Isn't that the greatest happy medicine, to see your kids happy?
I was listening to my grandson on the phone yesterday, laughing with his mother about, you know, who knows? He's not a year old yet, but he's having a good time. And so that sort of thing, it gives you a great boost. And there are, what are they? They're not pheromones, but some kind of moan that's in your body that reacts to that, right? Isn't it? There's a juice that flows in your body reacts positively, as there is a when you're lonely or you can't make decisions or stuff. There are things that are on the negative side. And it's interesting, you go to the health food store and you can see these Bach, B-A-C-H, remedies that oftentimes are for their essence of floral patterns that have been made into oils, and you take them because they're supposed to sort of minimize or neutralize some of the negative thoughts and feelings you have in your body.
I think our emotions have such a great impact on our well-being, and we're only beginning to really
understand that.
And I think in the next few years, we'll understand why positive emotions are the next big predictor of health.
888-553-7536. We're predicting that you can get rid of puffiness and bags around your eyes by using Genucel. Ken's got a pretty good idea how you can pass this along. As we get into the Christmas season, people actually this weekend spending lots of dough to buy things for Christmas, big and small. Ken?
More good values for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Christmas and holiday season sale at Chamonix. There's no better gift than looking younger than you've looked in years. It's easy and it's guaranteed. Order Genucel right now. Take advantage of an outrageous discount and watch Genucel take years or even decades off your face, along with these unsightly bags and even the puffiness under your eyes. Genucel, it works for men and women, and it works fast. In fact, with the Genucel immediate effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, so the compliments around this holiday season are guaranteed. Folks at the radio station and our offices are using it and getting great effects. They absolutely love it, and you will too.
All right, Genucel is used. I use it. A lady in my life uses it. There are so many good reasons to get rid of, to treat, even if it's not serious. You want to look your best, especially at the holiday season. So if you got any puffiness or bags under your eyes, lines around your eyes, that sort of thing, that's where Genucel comes in and works. 800-822-6145 to take advantage of this opportunity. Get this product in before Christmas. Put it in the stockings of everybody that you know who is over the age of whatever age your eyes start to wrinkle. I don't know. It's not an age, right? It's 20 with some, 30 with others, 40, 50. But we all know we can look better. And this is the way to do it naturally. 800-822-6145. There are a lot of good products that come from this company that aim to fix your eyes, the skin in your face, that sort of thing. Ask about them when you call 800-822-6145. But the best thing about Genucel is, in an overnight circumstance, you'll put it on, you'll notice the difference in the morning. Look in the mirror at night, go to bed, put the stuff on, wake up in the morning, oof, how much better are you going to look? Try it. You'll like it. Genucel, 800-822-6145.
Today through Cyber Monday, Ancestry is offering the lowest price of the year on Ancestry DNA at TryAncestry.com. It's an unbelievable discount on a simple test that lets you look 1,000 years into your family's ethnic past. Also through Monday, save big on all Ancestry memberships. Give the gift of family and uncover the mysteries of your ancestors and ethnic origins. This offer is only available through Monday at TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renters.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Are you young at heart? Come join us. I'd love to answer any of your health care questions. If you've been in the medical system, you know how uneasy it is. It's not user-friendly anymore. I'd like to hold your hand and walk you through it and make it easy for you. I'm sure you have a question either about yourself, the kids, your spouse, friends, parents, grandparents. Write this number down. It's toll-free from anywhere in the United States, all 50 United States. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. I've been in medicine maybe three or more decades. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania. I started there in 1975. Can you believe it? And I received two Ivy League degrees. I finished there in 1982 with both an MD and a PhD in cardiovascular physiology. And then I headed to down south to Durham, North Carolina. Spent 3 years there. Wonderful years learning medicine as an intern and resident. In those days, we were on 24 and off for a few hours and right back on. We had an internship that today has been outlawed. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, but I have
the whimperfication of America.
I have no regrets about what I did. I would never want to do it again, but it's like going through boot camp, and I learned things that, medicine at 3 in the morning is there's plenty to learn, and I was just very glad I did it. And I'd love to share with you what I know and what I've learned over the 3 or more decades that I've been seeing patients, and I still, to this moment, every day see patients on the front line. I would like to help you get to the next step. I then went west to the University of California, San Francisco in the mid to late 1980s and spent several years there finishing my training in cardiology. And by an accident, I ended up in a lovely town about 25 miles northwest of Orlando called Mount Dora. And I'd love to help you get to the next step. I've been there now 27, 28 years in the same practice, and it's been a joy and an honor to serve the people of Central Florida. But let me help you share with you my expertise at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. Again, I love to tell you the thing I specialize in is giving peace of mind.
All right. So you just sort of triggered something in me as you said what you did in order to become a doctor, you go through the internship. I think there are a lot of people that maybe, this is Thanksgiving weekend, a lot of people, especially in the medical area, a rescue area, those sorts of things, people who are on duty no matter what, whether it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, holiday, it make any difference, people still are in need of medical care and treatment. And so often in our country, especially where medical care is today, if you don't see a doctor Monday through Friday, you're in big trouble because they're not around like they used to be, unless you find the emergency care facilities at most good hospitals. And those people have been on duty all this weekend, and so it's not a bad idea to say thank you to the people who have done that or keep in your mind a good thought for the people who are of service. Now, the other thing, this sort of is becoming a cause celeb with me, Ken, and Meredith. The dogs, animals, as we get to the wintertime, animals that are left outside in the cold weather, this is something, maybe being on the farm and seeing what happened last year on my farm when the weather was so horrible to the animals, even though they had shelter. But oftentimes, dogs especially, and cats, the domesticated animals, they don't have the starch that it takes to survive in the cold weather. And like you bundle yourself up to protect you in the cold weather months, same thing can be said or ought to be thought of when it comes to your dog. So I just pass that around. Won't affect you down where you are, Ken, but up here where I am in the north for now, it's something is, I mean, look at the weather that's certainly in the Colorado Rockies, woof, this past week. And so, but we're only into the first part of December, Thanksgiving. The weather hasn't been bad over much of the country, especially the Northeast, like it was last year at this time. But still, in your mind, keep your dog and cat and your precious animals as you would yourself, the human side of this. Animals help to keep us from being depressed. There's a study, we've been talking about depression and that sort of thing and how you get yourself out of it. One of the things that's a problem are, according to this study, the cars that pass your house. If your house is right on the road, look out.
Exactly. Environmental health perspectives this week. People who live with constant road noise may face a higher risk of developing depression. Doug, the risk was about 25% higher for people living in areas with a lot of traffic compared to those living in areas with little road noise. Depressive symptoms include feeling lonely, sad, depressed, having trouble concentrating, or feeling like a failure. And you know, this time of year when we're supposed to be so happy, people sometimes do get depressed, and if you are, don't be embarrassed about it. Find somebody that you can talk about it, and if you're thinking about hurting yourself, please let somebody know.
Yep. It's just, I suppose, a certain amount of common sense involved in that, but some people get so in the dumps because they're just alone, they don't give it a thought. Okay, I'm going down, down, down. You don't notice it.
Well, it becomes irrational. The common sense isn't there. It's irrational.
All right, we'll get back to your calls in a matter of moments here. 888-553-7536. Hold on. We've been long-winded about a number of things, but we'll take care of you in just a half a mo here. Half past the hour on Good Day Health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
So when you got to know, you call 888-553-7536 and get Dr. Ken's medical advice. We're here celebrating the Thanksgiving weekend with you, celebrating your body and the amazing ability you have, for example, to heal wounds. I was talking about that, the repairing that your body does to itself and with itself. The self-cleaning of our system, the awareness and deployment of natural strategies for preventing chronic diseases, all of this sort of thing. What a great thing to understand your body and give it some appreciation. Be thankful for that. We can be thankful for Dr. Ken. Helen would like to have a word with Dr. Ken in Oregon. All right, Helen, let's see if we can quickly get to the bottom of what you'd like to get from Dr. Ken.
Yes, good morning. I've been on cholesterol medicine for the last 5 years, 4 or 5 years. And not very long ago, maybe 6 months ago, I heard that the cholesterol medicine that I am taking, or any of the cholesterol medicines, or Lipitor, I don't have the correct name in front of me, but I believe it's Lipitor, and then it's an agenic on top of that. That will cause Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
can you answer that question?
Sure. You're on probably atorvastatin, which is the generic of Lipitor, Helen. You know, over 30 million Americans are on these statin drugs, and the statin drugs are often prescribed at a time of life in our life cycle when our memories are declining, and it gets often difficult to study whether it's just our normal aging process or whether it's the drug effect. And when you have so many people on these drugs, you're bound to see some adverse effects. There clearly is in a small sub-segment of people, and I've prescribed thousands of people statin drugs, because I see a lot of coronary disease. And when you have documented plaquing in the circulation to your heart, that is where I think the risk and benefit switches towards. The risk of not taking it outweighs the risk of taking it for most people. And this has to be made on an individual basis, Helen, for each individual person. I don't think statins should be in the water. There are some doctors who think just put everyone in the country, regardless of their cholesterol, their coronaries, on statins. And then there are others who want to be a lot more selective, and doctors love debating about this. But my own personal feeling is that it should be made on an individual basis. If you have documented plaquing in the coronaries, then your risk of a plaque rupture and a heart attack is so significant that I want to do something to stabilize the plaque. And unfortunately, in today's age, the best we have are the statin drugs. The statins in a rare number of people can cause liver damage, memory loss and confusion, type 2 diabetes, and muscle weakness. And I won't deny that. But in most people, these things can be managed by watching the CoQ10 level for the muscle weakness, by watching the liver function with the blood test for avoiding liver damage and not combining inappropriate drugs with a statin, and also watching the blood sugar in the diet to limit type 2 diabetes. The memory loss and confusion can be a bit of a challenge. Sometimes just taking a drug holiday to see if it is, in fact, the statin can be helpful. And I wouldn't do that without talking to your doctor, because sometimes the crucial stabilization of the coronaries is so important that it would be so risky to come off the statin. And this needs to be done with the doctor. But I have had a small subset of patients who've been very concerned about the memory loss and confusion, thinking it was not part of the natural aging process of all of us. And we've tried in a few of them drug holidays, and they see that it doesn't have any benefit, and then we go back on the statin, usually. In some rare cases, it has really helped to come off it in terms of the memory loss and confusion. Helen, you're obviously concerned about this and the wear and tear on your body, the anxiety of not knowing about this. You need to talk to your doctor, have an understanding doctor who will address this with you, and maybe just a drug holiday, if it was appropriate, might be beneficial, but also to go over the indication for your atorvastatin generic Lipitor. Do we know that you have coronary artery disease, Helen?
Well, in my family background, yes.
What about in you?
Every blood test that I take is
Have you ever had a calcium score or a CTA of your coronaries?
I had blood work on all of it, and
Helen, give me a second. A calcium score is where we measure if you have any hard plaque in the coronaries. It's done by usually a fast CT scan. A low-dose CT scan?
No, everything's been blood work.
How high is your LDL, your bad cholesterol?
101 now, because I took myself off of the Lipitor. I'm at the statin drugs.
Wait a second. Helen, so without statin, what's the highest your LDL has ever been?
Years ago it was 220, and now I'm down to 101.
But the LDL itself, or the total, was 220?
Total was 220, that was 7 years ago.
Okay, but wait a second. Helen, give me a second. What's the highest your LDL has ever been off statin, ever? Your LDL?
Right now it's 101.
Helen, what question did I ask you?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember because...
All right, we're going to have to move on.
Helen, I would talk to your doctor about it, because there's clearly some issues with your mental state, and you need to discuss this with your doctor.
888-553-7536. We're not meaning to be rude or impertinent, but you got to have your story together, and then you got to be able to ask the questions.
No, she's clearly having some cognitive issues, and she wants to blame the statin, and it may or may not be, but I have a feeling it's much more complicated than the statin.
Daniel's in Alaska. Daniel, what can we do for you, sir? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
What's up?
I have Bell palsy, and I've had it for over a year now. I've had it before, which only lasted a couple weeks. I had a antihistamine prescribed to me with a painkiller of it's sort of like a Tylenol. That was the first time, and this time that it's lasted over a year now, I've been prescribed steroids, painkillers, all kinds of things, and nothing seems to help.
Daniel, let me get in here, because this is a frustrating problem. I imagine a lot of people listening have no idea what Bell's palsy is. It's a sudden weakness in your facial muscles, makes half of your face appear to droop, your smile's on one side, your eyes on that side resist closing. I guess this resembles somewhat what you're dealing with.
Does it happen a lot when pregnancy or women gives birth? I've heard that that's a problem with...
It can. It's we don't quite understand what causes Bell's palsy. It's usually thought that viruses are related to it, but it can occur in the setting that you're describing, and often we just don't know what causes it. But it's treated with... As Daniel is mentioning, it's treated with corticosteroids. Also, antiviral drugs are often given. And for you, what I would recommend, Daniel, if you haven't already had, sometimes physical therapy is very helpful. And once the drugs or the physical therapy are not effective, in some rare cases, decompression surgery is used to relieve the pressure on the facial nerve by opening up the bony passage that the nerve passes through.
Physical therapy, huh? Okay. Right. Yeah, I just got a new job, and I'm trying to get my medical insurance happening, so that's a good idea.
Try to find a physical therapist that can teach you how to massage and exercise your facial muscles, and one who has actually worked with Bell's palsy patients. Ask ahead of time so that one has experience so they're not learning on you.
All right, Daniel, there's Dr. Ken's advice. Take it, use it. We're happy that you called. Thankful that you're going to get the help. Hopefully, keep our fingers crossed that you need. Here is Bill in Richfield, North Carolina, next with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi, sir.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
My question might be out of field for Dr. Ken, but it has to do with PSA and prostate cancer.
No, those are very legitimate questions. Ken's happy to answer them.
Okay. I have a PSA test, which is, of course, for the prostate, detecting possible cancer. And I've had that for 20 years. The last couple of years, it's begun creeping up, and now it seems to be spiking fairly dramatically. So,
how old are you?
I am 70.
And,
how high is it, Bill?
The last reading, it went up to 4.4, and that was in the space of about 10 days from 4.0.
And what's your usual number?
Well, it's been gradually creeping up over the years.
How low was it in the last few years?
Probably about 2.5.
Okay. So we call
anyway, there's something going on, and yes. I want to deal with it. And I've seen two urologists, and I'm kind of getting two different views. I'm just curious about yours. I know I'm going to have the biopsy where they go in and take 12 cores out of your prostate. Not looking forward to that. I understand, however, that there is an MRI test which can give a more comprehensive reading for the high-risk cancers, although it doesn't pick up the low-risk very well. And so what I'm wondering is, do I get the biopsy, just go ahead and do that first, or as one of the urologists is saying, maybe do the MRI first, and then that would direct where to have the biopsy taken.
So have they ultrasounded it yet?
No.
And so all they've done is PSA. You've been to two urologists. One is saying do an ultrasound and a biopsy. The other is saying do an MRI.
No, nobody's mentioned ultrasound to me yet.
Are they both recommending biopsy?
Yes.
Because it sounds to me like that's your next step.
Okay. Well, that's why I called. I was. It sounded like perhaps the MRI might guide where the biopsy should be taken, but I guess we'll go ahead with the biopsy first.
Well, I would leave that to the urologist based on it. They'll usually ultrasound it first and see whether they need more information.
Okay, very good.
Take care, Bill.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. George in Lake Havasu, Arizona. You're up next here in the Hit Parade. What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
George.
How are you, doctor?
Good. Thanks for calling.
But bear with me. What I'm calling for is kind of acting up on me right now.
Yes, he sounds short of breath.
Definitely. This has been occurring on and off for the last couple of weeks, and it got severe the other day. I went to emergency.
Uh-huh.
Here's what's happening. First off, I'm 76 years old. I used to be pretty fit. I've had my colon work done because I had colon cancer and some back surgery. If I just throw that in because I made some notes here.
Uh-huh.
It's when I get from horizontal to vertical, like this morning, when I'm laying in bed, fine. I get up before I can even get 5 feet away from the bed. I feel it's like compression at the base of my spine. And it's painful around my belt line, in the rear especially. It's painful. And also, I start like this, you know, breathing harder than heck.
George, you feel compression. You feel compression in your upper or lower spine. You know, the spine goes from neck down to your butt. Where? At what part of the spine? The thoracic or the lumbar? The upper or the lower spine?
The lower, around. Let's say the waistline and below that.
Below the waist, you feel compression.
I went, this got real severe yesterday, and I went to emergency room early in the morning.
Is your abdomen tight? You don't have any fluid in your belly?
It feels like there's excess fluid in there.
Yes, that's what it sounds like to me. And
I put a lump up, I put a... like another inch or two on my belly, below my belt line in the last couple of months. But
do you have a liver problem, George?
No. They did up the testing. Let me see here. EKG, chest x-ray, and blood work in emergency.
Uh-huh.
And
was the blood work, any abnormalities on the blood work?
No, everything... He says there's nothing life-threatening or no emergencies he's seen.
Wait a second, but that doesn't mean there are not any abnormalities.
I don't know. They kind of dismissed me with instructions.
Why did they think you were short of breath?
They couldn't come up with, they found nothing wrong. There was no particular reason.
So they did a chest x-ray and the chest x-ray was fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did they examine your abdomen?
To what extent, doctor?
To determine if there's any fluid in your abdomen. We call that ascites.
I don't know if they did that or not.
Okay. But you feel as though it's getting a bit tight and swollen in the belly?
Yes, definitely. It seems to be increasing. Now, after a couple hours, it kind of subsides. Of course, I take some Tramadol, and and I sit and have some coffee or something, and as long as I'm sitting, and I got to use my elbows to prop myself up. What I'm doing is trying to keep a weight off of my spine,
right.
You know, when I'm sitting down. And after a couple hours, it kind of subsides where it's almost livable.
George, but, if you're getting short of breath, I want you going back to the emergency room. And if not, I want you talking to your family doctor on Monday about this, definitely, and getting seen on Monday.
Don't.
If you get short of breath, just go right back to the ER.
Yep, that's the secret here. You need a number of different things to start at the ER. 51 past the hour, this is the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Kent Kronhaus.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The holidays are a time for lots of social gatherings and lots of small talk. And while it may seem like people are comfortable discussing just about anything these days, when it comes to personal money matters, a recent survey by Ally Bank found that what people are willing to discuss and with whom varies. Here's Diane Murray, CEO and President of Ally Bank.
We found that more than any other age group, millennials acknowledge talking with others about their income, their savings, and debt. In fact, nearly half say they disclose their income to others.
In general, though, 70% of people still consider it rude or inappropriate to discuss personal money matters in a social setting.
When people do discuss finances socially, nearly one half of our survey respondents said they prefer to keep it neutral. For example, talking about price comparisons on goods and services, or where to find a better interest rate on a savings account.
And when it comes to social circles, more than half of those surveyed say it's important to surround themselves with people they feel are financially secure. For more on the Ally Bank Money Talk survey, go to ally.com.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now 55 past the hour on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen, 888-553-7536. We ask you to listen up. from time to time when there's an important announcement about something that is good for you in any number of ways. And as we talk about getting your hair back, Provia, this serum that has botanical extracts that work on the areas that cause your hair to thin, cleansing the pores and getting rid of the gluck that come into your, I mean, you're using cheap shampoos, you understand that. You shouldn't use cheap shampoos. If it's clear, it'll be good. If it's creamy, it's liable to plug you up. It doesn't make any difference whether it's a shampoo or a rinse or something you put on your hair to make it look better. If the pores are plugged, the hair's not going to come in. So that's where Ken comes in with some advice about Provia.
Gluck, is that something Franz?
That's my father's word for things that were messy, was gluck.
Fonzie would put into his hair to make it stay.
Right, that's exactly the stuff, that stuff that Fonzie put in. You're right, Ken.
Listen up, guys and gals. If you have not ordered Provia from Chamonix yet, now is your best chance. It's the season for the Christmas and holiday sale at Chamonix. Provia, it's an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she writes to us, "My hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly. Even my hairdresser noticed," she says. "She keeps using it since it works so well, and it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Might just be the best gift you get this holiday. Provia, it works, or your money back, and Doug will tell you how to get it."
Yep, your hair back or your money back. 800-543-5817. Yes, people will notice that your hair is thicker because not only does Provia cleanse the scalp and get the pores open, but it adds volume. It's a volumizer so that the hair that's there is going to look thicker. And so you'll, no matter what, you're going to benefit all the way around. 800-543-5817. And these people aren't kidding. About this time of year, folks are looking for cute stocking stuffers or worthwhile stocking stuffers. This is perfect for the person who is follicularly challenged. That sounds like something at Christmas, doesn't it? Follicularly challenged. 800-543-5817. Remember, you get your hair back or your money back. 800-543-5817. Couple of stories that relate to high blood pressure and your expertise, the red meat link to increased stroke risk. Listen to all of you who think that red meat is the cat's meow. Not so fast.
This is from the latest edition of the medical journal Stroke from the American Heart Association. Red meat, but not other types of protein, is linked to an increased stroke risk, Doug, and the odds go up the more people eat it. Researchers analyzed data on about 11,000 middle-aged people who did not have other risk factors for stroke, such as diabetes or heart disease, and followed half of them for around 23 years. Long study. The people in the study who consumed the most red meat had a 47% higher risk of ischemic stroke, that's caused by blockages in blood vessels supplying the brain, than those who typically ate the smallest amounts of red meat. Protein from poultry, seafood, or vegetable sources like nuts and legumes was not associated with any added risk. It's okay to eat red meat, preferably lean red meat, as long as you limit the amount.
All right, there is the word as we finish another hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.